Welcome back to Revolution Rock. My name is Kieran, joined by regular host David Constantino here. You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that was probably a debut
for the show?
Broadcast of
in Canada?
The Panama Papers. Maybe not. I won't go that far, but certainly here on CJAM, at least.
Yeah, really different. Why don't you tell us about it?
So that is a project involving two people. One of them's called Xavier B, and the other is, I should pull up my notes here, but it's Robin, Elgin S, my bad. Yeah, that I just want to pull up the Bandcamp description just to kind of convey what we just heard here, because it's very vivid and evocative, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you just humor me while I Google
it. Go ahead. And also the vocals, yeah, they went with that, the background, what was it?
The baritone.
Yeah, it's like,
vocals. Okay, so this is how they describe it. And yes, my apologies, that is Xavier B and Robin S. And they describe it as sax-driven, industrial-mental diversions, gas cloud flotsam ambience, and alternative chamber arrangements. The two of them are, I believe both of them are based in Cardiff. I'm not exact about that. I know Xavier's most definitely. So I wanted to play that, and I'm actually going to play another from that release. It's an EP that's self-titled. As far as I'm aware, it's only available on Bandcamp. If you get a chance, chuck him a fiver, chuck the Panama Papers a fiver. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. Before that, we heard Claire Rousey. That is a song that is titled 3 in like the Roman numerals 3.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely instrumental song, very beautiful, from a new release called Sentiment, came out just yesterday. And then before that, You'll Never Get to Heaven. That was Eternal Present from the full-length album Wave Your Moonlight Hat for the Snow. Sorry, what's it called? It's a long title. Wave Your Moonlight Hat for
the
Snowfall Train. And they're from London, Ontario, and I love them.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, we've played them a few times on the show, but never that song.
No. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff, and, like, honestly, I haven't heard a bad tune by them. It's just, like, I love it all. It's so good.
Yeah. It was really cool. And we're going to continue next with another track from this EP by the Panama Papers. What are we going to hear in this next set?
So this song's called These Neutered Streets. After that, we're going to pick it up a bit and we're going to go quite punky. I got a track by Lumpy and the Dumpers, which also has a really strange sax solo in it. And I just thought it'd be cool to play it after the kind of strange sax experimentation from the Panama Papers. After that, we're going to hear local legends, Psychic Void, who are currently on a mini tour across the state. So yeah. I wish them good luck on that. It'll be great to have them back for the Sheer Mag show and watch them again, because their shows are always a lot of fun and they bring a lot of people. And then we're going to hear a release from a new London punk band as well called Bad Breeding.
All right, let's get to it. You're tuning to Revolution Rock, and this is music from the Panama Papers.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Revolution Rock. This is Kieran again, joined by David, listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and online everywhere.
CJAM.ca.
So at the top of that set, it was the Panama Papers again, with These Neutered Streets from their self-titled release, which we spoke a bit about earlier there. After that, we heard Lumpy and the Dumpers from St. Louis, Missouri. That was Nats in the Pizza from Collection, is the name of the release.
Collection. And,
yeah, simple but effective. And then after that was, of course, Psychic Void, who will be familiar to many of Windsor Wright and
CJAM listeners, too.
CJAM listeners, 100%. They've been played on the show countless times, David, I'm
and
sure.
And the station, right? Too. Yeah. Lots of Psychic Void fandom here.
CJAM loves the Void.
What did we hear from...
Well, that was from their latest album. The song's called Hear Me Out. Mm-hmm. And I thought it went quite well there with a band after that called Bad Breeding, who I wrongly attributed to being a London band. They're actually from a place called Stevenage, which is like an hour's drive outside of London.
So it's close.
Well, to the North American mind, that's close. But clearly I've just been here too long to overlook that. But I'm correcting it now. And the song's called Survival. That came out like a month ago or something. So I've had lots of tasty new music tonight.
Very cool. And we're going to actually go back to the past now. We're going to play some older...